your bed and you're lying there.
So what do you foresee in the future for your generation?
A hell of a lot more problems than we're going to be able to take on.
Or you mean solve?
You know, imagine America's got a reputation for taking on the world's issues. Like, God forbid we stop that, and, well, the world thinks America's weak, and Americans have an issue with being prideful. So, yeah. Younger people like to take on more than they can chew. Not like young politicians that come in there and try to solve the whole world's problems and not being able to solve America's problems at the same time. People spew out this economy stuff. It's not even about that anymore. They just use the word the economy as just a vague description of what's generally wrong with America. The economy. And in the entire debate, I didn't really hear a very descript pinpoint location as to what's really wrong. It's just general the economy. The economy is bad and must be fixed. How? We don't know. But it sounds nice.
It's broken.
Yeah, the economy is broken. Give it some time and it will heal itself.
Stop giving money away.
And stop spending money on. And Mitt Romney's got a point where Obama spent trillions of taxpayer dollars on Obamacare for something that probably won't go into effect. Most Americans are against. Which is a big form of socialism.
Well, socialism's been in this country
for
a very long
time. Well, my understanding of it is that everybody will have to buy some kind of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you don't have the money to buy any insurance?
Well, it's supposed to be a nice little umbrella for those that can't afford insurance, that the government will give you a doctor. And
but you have to be under a certain earning.
Yeah, well, we see how well that works with welfare.
Yeah.
It has for the last 65 years.
Well, welfare is always supposed to be just a temporary, like unemployment, but people decide to live off of it because, well, it's easier than working.
Yeah, and they have puppies and they get paid more for it.
Because there's no real initiative nowadays to go out and get a job. Because the world's a big, scary place.
And meanwhile, people like me are paying for it. Through our taxes.
And eventually that money train's going to end.
Because your generation's going to die.
Because they keep taxing this, what they call the middle income.
Mm-hmm.
They keep taxing them and taxing them and taxing them. They don't have anything to live on because they paid it all out in taxes.
Yep.
And the multi-billionaires, like Nitwit Romney, he doesn't pay... anything in taxes.
I think you should go into politics.
That's what your mother keeps saying, too.
We could live comfortable if we...
We could live with a nice little
section. You're even born here.
In Illinois, yeah. Well, he's from one of them dangerous cities. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I meant like, unlike our president, who we don't know where he was born.
Well, it's not really...
He was born in Hawaii.
No. He wasn't.
Well, you're looking at a small
born in Kenya.
Picture issue. Like, oh, well, it was, you know.
It's big, part of the law.
His mother was...
She didn't claim any status for, what do they call that?
Census.
No.
She gave up her American citizenship?
When you're overseas and you have a child, and you're in the church group, missionary status. She didn't claim missionary status. She was living with the man
but
that she met.
But she did not give up her American citizenship.
Tough.
She didn't give it up.
He was born under his daddy's roof in Kenya.
But he was born to an American woman.
He was born to a Kenyan. And across the sea. Sorry, you lose. You get nothing. In this case, though, he got everything.
I thought that was one of the rules. So in order to
it
be president
of
the United States of America,
you have to be
born an American.
Which technically he was.
No, technically he wasn't.
He has to be born in the United States of America. Yeah.